Let's go to Kylie Moore. She's joining us on the KRDO Newsline. And Kylie, this is a subject everybody needs to pay attention to. I mean, you have rising rent prices across the country and in Colorado Springs. Talk about the scams that are associated with renting houses and homes and apartments that are out there, because we in Colorado, I guess, have been seeing a lot of these scams lately, right?
Yeah, you know, Colorado actually saw the fourth most rental scams per capita between 2015 and 2020. That's according to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker. The financial losses are just staggering. Colorado residents lost a total of $33,561 in those 5 years, which averages out to about $578 a scam.
That is absolutely amazing, those kind of dollar figures. Now, when you talk about scams and that kind of money, is this money that people gave the scammers and literally didn't get to move into the house they thought they were going to move into?
Yeah.
I mean, that is unbelievable. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, rental scams, especially last year in Colorado, were higher than any other year. You know, it might have to do with the migration to Colorado. The state was the eighth most moved to last year. So these people are showing up. They're looking for apartments. They're looking for houses. They're looking for condos. But they're falling into these traps that these very savvy scammers are setting.
So give us an example. I'm not to cut you off, because I'm so involved in this subject, because it's just so devastating. But talk about, what do they do? Do they have fake signs in front of the houses? And I mean, how can somebody sign a lease if they've never been able to go inside the house?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if you look at the real estate market right now, it's so hot everywhere that sometimes it feels like you don't have a choice but to sign a lease without seeing without seeing the property, because, you know, you could see something at 2 o'clock on a Friday and by 2:15 it's gone.
Right. So they're just looking at these properties and going, I want this one. What do I have to do? And the guy will say, well, you got to give me $1,000 deposit and sign this lease. I'll email it to you. And they sign it and they get the million, or they get the $1,000, you know, deposit or whatever. And then they just, that money's gone forever, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an alarmingly easy trap to fall into. And it's really upsetting to see it happen, especially during the pandemic.
All right. So what is the bottom line? What are some of the ways to avoid scams when it comes to renting here in Colorado Springs?
Yeah. So there are a few things that you can do. Number one, like we were just talking about, never sign a lease without seeing a property. Even if you have to do it via FaceTime or a virtual tour, you just always need to see what you're getting. And then second, don't wire money or send cash until you've done your research. So research the owner, research the property management company, and look for a digital footprint. And if you can find them, online reviews. But then in that same vein, definitely do your research and understand the market rate. Look at the rental cost. If it's too low, something is off. And then in the same vein of not signing a lease without seeing the property, always look the address up on Google Maps. You know, confirm the photos, match the imagery on the listing, and then make sure that there are no duplicate listings. You know, some scammers like to copy listings and then change the contact information.
Oh, that's great. That is great advice. Excellent, excellent. Well, Kylie, anything else you want to add on this? Because I'm telling you, the more the market heats up, the more this is going to happen. We got to keep the bad guys out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. So especially summer months actually see the biggest financial losses. So definitely, you know, be wary, be aware of your surroundings. But remember also that it happens year round. January on average actually sees the highest number of scams reported. So especially, you know, during this time that the market is so hot, just be extra careful.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.